Welcome to the Merch Lifestyle Podcast, where we're building freedom-based businesses in the print-on-demand industry. Broadcasting to you from around the world, here are your hosts, Spencer and Shannon.
Hey, there it is. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 25, Merch Lifestyle Podcast. We got a quick one for you today. Shannon, what's going on, man?
Hey, Spencer. Let's see here. I am growing as a person every day. Life is good. We are pushing ourselves to the limits.
You look great, by the way. New haircut. I like your shirt. It's like, nice. You look good, man.
I appreciate it. You too. I like the hat. It's a running hat.
It is a running hat. It's from Cincinnati, but it's just covering my awful, awful bedhead. I'm getting a haircut this week, so we're covering it up until then.
Nice. And then is that a merch shirt?
Yeah, it's a Monero shirt. So big fan of Monero, private nice. Cryptocurrency, really cool team and stuff there. So, yep, merch.
Merch by Amazon?
Yeah, this is a merch shirt. It's a premium Bella canvas. So it fits well, nice. Like I'm a medium.
Ooh, looks great.
See that. And yeah. You know, some of the merch shirts actually fit the way they're described. Shocking. Got them. All right. Let's go ahead and get into it. Right. And we want to give people just a quick little update today. Sure. Right now we're talking about our priorities for the month. Shannon and I are going to share what we're working on step by step and try to help you share our focus. We're cutting a lot of BS. There's a lot of distractions and stuff, but we're focused on just a few things. We're going to walk you through each of those today. Shannon, do you want to start or would you like me to?
Sure, I can start. So I have a couple of projects that I'm the bottleneck on and that I am removing myself from and just handing them over to team members that can take care of them. So one is an affiliate site, building out a really cool affiliate site that some initial response on feedback about it has been really high and exciting. So we're excited to grow this affiliate site. A lot of people are going to hopefully use it very soon. So they're just writing articles, two people writing articles and getting them up online and then posting on social media, different places like Instagram and Pinterest. So that's going on there and I can remove myself from that in probably a day or two max. Second thing is journals are going up. We're using our designs on a bunch of dirt journals. We have our first live journal, which is really cool because the whole process of getting it online requires me creating like a standard operating procedure or like a step-by-step tutorial on how to do that and then handing it over to someone that can handle it. So I have a team member working on that as well. She has 13 journals up in the last day and a half or so, and they're ready for me to approve, and she's getting the hang of it. So I'm really excited because she can just start pumping those out and really getting them into the marketplace. So that's super exciting.
Cool. That's CreateSpace, right?
Yeah, with CreateSpace. Exactly. Okay, yeah. Cool. So we use our designs that we put on t-shirts, whatever, hoodies on Merch by Amazon. We're just taking those designs, throwing them on journals. Why not? It is a little bit extra work, but hopefully it'll be worth the effort. Next thing is we're reaching out to influencers in different niches on YouTube and different other social media platforms. So we're really excited about that because we have a list of 300 with millions of followers cumulatively, you know. And so hopefully out of those 300, you know, we'll get, I don't know, we'll see how many we get, any response at all. We'll see. I don't know.
Nice.
But it'll be fun because we have I set up a whole website for it and with, you know, exactly how it works, and we can talk more about that if you want now or later.
I think that's good. We can cover that probably later, but like it's just a numbers game. So send out those emails and get as many calls as you can. That's it.
Exactly. So that's cool. Sabrina's helping with that. She's one of my team members, also helping with Merch by Amazon. So Merch by Amazon is just I don't even know what to think right now. because they had their content policy update, which said you cannot refer to any shirt by, you can't describe the shirt. You can only describe the design is essentially what it boils down to. So you cannot say it's a premium shirt, even though it's called a premium shirt in their back end. So you can't say size up for a looser fit. All these things that describe the shirt that Amazon wasn't really doing a good job of in the past, we just took the responsibility of doing it for them.
Preach.
And describe, you know, I can, you can hear the a little bit of energy in my voice right now because of, oh, so here's what I'm most frustrated. I just deleted, because it took too long to edit every single one. I literally deleted 2,400 shirts from my account over the weekend. And I left up 83 shirts that were selling well, and just deleted the rest. And I said, you know what? A lot of these shirts, the content is going to get me, you know, I'd rather have my account safe, and I'd rather have an account than no account at all.
Yep.
Obviously. And so we're just going to redo the keywords. A lot of the shirts were, or hoodies or whatever they are, were lost in BS. If they had a sale, they were lost in the sales, you know, the search
in the 10 plus million range.
Yeah.
BSR.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's gonna find them. You know, so like a lot of them needed maybe some like an additional keyword research or some help with that. So a lot of that content is, Sabrina's helping me with getting that up and using Merch Along to keep the whole process moving along. So as soon as she has, you know, some designs ready to go with the content trademark checked and everything, you know, she's, you know, we're talking and I just go into Merch Along and upload. So
you're turning that into an opportunity, like 2,400 listings down for a lot of people. I mean, when you told me that initially, I was like, that sucks. But you're looking at it like, hey, I have a team. It's easy for me to do keywords. I've got a person to do content and I can make them better and I can refresh them anyway. So, and I'll be keep my account safe. So I like the way you're approaching that.
Yeah. And we're adjusting prices too, to get the initial sales traction, and we're bumping up. So, I mean, in the matter of a couple of weeks, we're going to have our 2,400 plus designs back online. And I'm not worried. You know, hopefully by the end of the month, we can have our account maxed out, to be honest, you know, with 4,000 designs again. There's no reason why we can't.
You can. You will. You just, no hope. Exactly, there is exactly. Only doing and a plan to do it.
That's right. So we're doing that. Last thing is just Merch Along. We're working hard to push out this update, and also, well, we pushed out Redbubble a few days ago. I didn't make a public announcement about it yet, but we did that, and
so consider it announced.
yeah. Well, hey, Redbubble's out, everyone. And so there you go. That's, we're continuing with integrations and features in the portal to make it easier to use, more friendly, and ultimately to help the print on demand business owner succeed. So that's what's going on in my world. What's going on in your world?
Sweet. Well, I mean, that sounds cool. I mean, you're focused on your product, you want to tier up, and you're focused on just blasting stuff out. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like I love your focus, man. Yeah, for me, goal at the end of the year, $5,000. So the way I think that's going to work out, in my plan here, I think about 2,500 of that might come from merch. I'm at about like 1,600 now. I think maybe 1,250 will come from Etsy. So we're about halfway there. I'm estimating I can grow Seller Central to maybe be about $750. And this is all in profit by the end of the year. But right now I'm at zero. So that's part of the journey we'll talk about. And then I think I can get the other PODs, Redbubble, et cetera, up to 500 or more. But right now it's at about 100. So here's what I do every day, and kind of here's my focus for the month. Now, like you said, Shannon, after the I've reviewed 2,100 or whatever listings it was for content policy violations, that was a blast. Now that is done, first thing I do pretty much every day is I take care of my Etsy customers. So I'm following up with every shipment after it's delivered and basically asking for a review. Said, hey, if something's wrong, let me know so I can fix it, preventing a bad review. And then also like, hey, I'm a small store, so anything helps. And you know, when you get those 5-star reviews that you wouldn't have had before, it's really good for your shop, especially starting out.
Powerful, yeah.
It's good. I over communicate with Etsy customers. I try to be super responsive. And then I am doing some custom work to try to just grow it. Obviously, I'd like it to be passive, but I do custom orders for people to get sales. So I kind of work on those first thing every day.
Cool.
As far as scaling up on merch, this has been really cool. This is something I've been really focused on. My goal, tier up to 6K by the end of the month. Right now, I have over 2,400 live. Today, we're going to push that up to 2,650. Tomorrow, 3,000. Thursday, 3,300. Friday, 3,600. And Saturday, 3,900. I'm going to pause it there. Hopefully, I tier up after like Thursday. I am at 4,500 and some sales, so I'm eligible.
Nice.
I'm just going to grind it, man. I do scaled stuff. It's variations. Every product, low price. But screw it, man. It's working. They're evergreen. They're niche. I don't care if they come down in 180 days because my business will have grown because of it and I'll have my process even better by then. So it doesn't matter to me. Cool. So once I hit 6K tier, I'm going to kind of shift over to more Etsy and other print on demand focus and Seller Central. So, after we kind of meet that goal, I think I'm going to put the brakes on working on merch for a bit. My goal there is to be at 8K tier by the beginning of November. I will need to average like 12 or 13 sales a day to get there. We'll see. But it would be awesome to have 8,000 SKUs on merch before Q4 officially starts. That would be badass. Once merch is done, focusing on Seller Central, I'm adding my entire Etsy print portfolio, which is about 150 different printed products with four variations of each. I am still fighting with Printful and Amazon to get the Printful integration to work, but I've said I'm not waiting for them. I am just doing manual uploads right now to Seller Central. It works, and I'm figuring out how to do kind of bulk upload with a spreadsheet. I'd like to be able to just blast all of my 150 up at once, but Seller Central, it takes a lot of learning to make sure you don't screw it up. And then once those print portfolios are up, I'm trying to get those up before Prime Day starts. I'd like to take advantage of any extra traffic. After that, I'm going to be adding my bestsellers from merch and Etsy. And then after those are up, I'm going to continue hitting the other print-on-demand services, starting with Redbubble. Next will be Spreadshirt, TeePublic, and Threadless because Merch Along makes it easy to do. One thing you guys should watch out for is that scale designs. Like some of those platforms don't really like the scale designs, like where you're just changing one thing in the graphic and doing it a bunch of times. Spreadshirt specifically has a blog post about that. And I don't know about the other ones yet. So I'll be learning that before I just blast every design on there. every POD platform, I'm aiming for 20% plus margin. On merch, I've been averaging about 22% with returns. So, don't short yourself. Try to go get 20% of the total price, including shipping. Because if somebody likes your design, they're going to pay the extra couple bucks anyway. And they might as well go into your pocket. Once that is done, so that is like my July focus. Once that is done, then I'll start taking a look at more like, okay, what design should we be doing next? Should we focus on Halloween, Christmas? I really want trends. Yeah, I want to use those extra 2,000 slots when I bump up from four to six to try to play with some trends and catch some of those. And then I'm going to be all over when Amazon figures out how to start running ads to your merch stuff again. I'm going to be all over learning that as soon as possible. And I'm actually going to be learning that to push my Seller Central stuff too. So basically, everyone who used AMS, they kind of moved that to Seller Central. I'm going to be blasting those on all my Seller Central products too. Last thing is my YouTube influencer launched his store, which is cool. It's good. It took a long time.
Just to clarify, you built him a store?
Yeah. So I had, same strategy you were doing.
Yep.
Blasted out emails, said, hey, I can do merchandising for you guys. Initially, he made some sales on merch, but I'm like, you know what? Screw that. The profits are too low. Convinced him to move over to my domain. And I have a store set up through WooCommerce. And I've got kind of his products on my store now. I fulfill those through Printful. My average profit on those is going to be like $5 or $6 per item sold, which is cool. And
very cool.
Yeah, I'm just kind of helping him with marketing, and then I gotta reach out and start that outreach cycle again, and just kind of keep pulling more people in. Maybe use him as an influencer and say like, hey, if his experience is good, maybe he can tell some friends, sure. And good just point. keep yeah. keep going with that. But right now the influencer thing is like, it's more of a medium to long-term play, building trust and anchoring those people. So right now, July is all about just like, got to get that tier up and then get the freaking numbers up there. That's,
yeah,
it's nice to have clarity, you know?
I mean, they say the work you put in now is what you will really benefit from in quarter four. I mean,
yeah, when we think about it, that's really not that far away.
It's not. It's scary.
Back to school. Yeah, I know. The back to school thing, sales start to pick up, you know, all retail just starts to kind of like lift and rise going towards the end of the year. And Prime Day is really like, you know, why do you think they have Prime Day in the middle of the year? I think one reason is because this is kind of a slow season. They're looking to kick it off. And it's kind of like a warning, like, hey, you know, if you're not ready for Prime Day traffic and you miss out on opportunities, well, then you probably need to get in gear to get ready for Q4. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. A lot going on. One thing at a time, right? I mean, it's like, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and stressed out and just not be able to do anything because of it. But I think just picking your priorities and figuring out where you will get the 80% of the return for the 20% effort, you know, will really help. Just, I don't know, it just gets you. there's a lot on our
plate. It's hard when you're pulled in so many directions, but it's.
But it's okay. Like we've talked about how it's supposed to be hard. It's okay if it's hard, because, you know, people that get through that hard point in their business journey will see more success in the end, at least hopefully, right?
Yeah. And you know what? When you focus on one thing and you're like, you know what? It sucks to just be in the salt mines, the figurative salt mines, right? It's not really that hard to be at your desk on your computer.
Yeah, really. Right.
But when you're doing like the grinding, the data entry, the uploading, the boring stuff of e-commerce, like, it is nice when you just get through that and you're like, okay, today I've got to get 300 uploads up and then I can work on fun stuff for a little bit. Then I can work on branding or whatever. But like when you set that focus, it's nice. It blocks out everything else. And then when you do the hard stuff, you can, I don't know, put YouTube on or put on some music and just get it and tell everyone else no until you're done. That's what I've been doing.
And I think it's important to reward yourself after, you know, you set a goal. Okay, I'm going to have my X amount of designs up by this day. If that happens, here's my reward. I get to go, I don't know, whatever, you know, go to the movies. I haven't seen this movie yet and I really wanted to. There's my reward. I'm going to go get tacos at La Mexicana down the street in Covington. You know, it's my favorite Mexican place. That is a huge reward. And it's exciting because when you get through that goal, you feel like you've earned it, you know?
Yeah.
You really appreciate what you've done, so.
Yeah, you earn it and then you build this positive feedback loop. Like you're building habits for yourself. It's like, you know, why do people reward, why do people go to the gym, you know, and want to work out? Because they want to make, other than that, they want to make sick gains, bro. Like they want to just, you know, you want to feel good. You want to make progress towards something and you know, making progress is a reward in itself, but you know, do small things for yourself and it'll repeat. I like the way you're thinking about that.
Absolutely. Cool.
All right, well, let's get back to it, man. Episode 25 in the books.
All right, see ya.
Thanks for listening to the Merch Lifestyle Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us an honest review wherever you find your content. As always, you can find us online at merchlifestyle.com.